Welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we take you to Kenya. First, we visit the coastal town of Mombasa, where the beaches are beautiful, but there are not many tourists. Threats from terrorists are keeping travelers away from Mombasa, and that is hurting the city's economy. Then, we will tell you what wildlife conservationists are doing in Kenya to try to save the rare and endangered northern white rhinoceros. Finally, we will tell you how you can get a copy of the VOA 2015 calendar mailed to you free. How threats of attacks by terrorists are hurting a Kenyan city and its people, and the interesting ways scientists are trying to save a rhino species threatened with extinction. Plus, how you can get a free VOA calendar. There are lots of reasons to listen to our program today. And so, we begin this edition of As It Is on VOA. The Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa and its beautiful beaches are usually full of thousands of people from Kenya and Europe during the Christmas holiday. But this year there are few people on the beaches or in the city's many hotels. That is because of a recent series of terror attacks linked to Somali militants. Abdallah Omar sells bathing suits. He says he does not have many customers this year.
For all the years I have been here, this year business has been bad. If I compare it with the last 6 years, business was fairly good. This year I don't think kids will go to school.
Terrorists have attacked places in Mombasa, and there have been killings of people suspected of terrorism and also religious workers. In the past year, police have temporarily closed some Muslim religious centers. Many people who live in Mombasa are Muslim, and the city has many mosques. Officials have accused the leaders of some of the mosques of trying to convince young Muslim men to become militants. The officials also say some mosque leaders have been telling some of their followers to join the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Members of the group have carried out many attacks in Kenya in the last few years. Police in Mombasa say there has been an increase in attacks on civilians, government workers, and religious workers by young Muslim men. In answer to the attacks, some Western countries have warned their citizens not to travel to Mombasa. City officials estimate businesses that depend on travelers have received $4 million less so far because of the attacks. VOA spoke with a German traveler named Brian, who says he feels safe in Mombasa.
And I had the travel warning, and then I called the embassy. They were saying, you're going to be safe, we raised the security, and I try to not follow fears in general.
Business and hotel owners hope the new year brings calm and the return of travelers. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. Wildlife conservationists in Kenya are trying to save a rare kind of rhinoceros. So many northern white rhinos have been hunted and killed that they are almost extinct. Jonathan Evans reports.
There are only 5 northern white rhinos left. The workers hope they can save the rhinos by helping them breed. Northern white rhinos once lived in an area from Uganda to the Democratic Republic of Congo. They could even be found as far north as Chad. But conservationists fear the northern white rhino may disappear within our lifetime. 3 northern white rhinos live at the Old Pajeta Conservancy in Kenya. Workers with military weapons guard the rhinos as they walk, play, and eat over a large area of natural grass and trees. The northern white rhinos live with groups of southern white rhinos. The 2 species of rhinos are closely related. The 3 rhinos were brought to the conservancy in 2009 from a zoo in the Czech Republic. Workers hoped they would have a better chance of survival in a more natural habitat. But breeding has not been as successful as they had hoped, and the number of northern white rhinos continues to decrease. One of the rhinos at the conservancy died in October. Another died at a zoo in the U.S. city of San Diego, California, earlier this month. The San Diego Zoo still has 1 northern white rhino left. The zoo in the Czech Republic also has 1. The last wild northern white rhinos were hunted and killed during conflicts in the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past 10 years. Rhinos are killed because many people in Asia want the animal's horns. They believe the horns will help with medical problems. But researchers say there is no medicine in the horn, just a kind of hair. The last male northern white rhino is 41 years old. He has been unsuccessful at producing young with a female rhino. So conservationists will use artificial methods to make a young female become pregnant. If that is not successful, they will try to fertilize a northern rhino egg and put it in the womb of a southern white rhino, who will act as a surrogate mother. The last solution would be crossbreeding between the northern and southern white rhino species. The 2 types of rhinos are alike both physically and genetically. Southern white rhino populations have increased in the last 100 years. If crossbreeding is successful, there is hope that some part of the northern white rhino species may still live on. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015.